Look at every single one of the atoms in the third period. They have three.
Even though school was out for the summer in just a couple of hours, some eighth graders at Woodrow Wilson Middle School in Roanoke didn't seem to mind taking a few last questions on the periodic table from science teacher Sharon Simpson.
No. Think again.
She's been teaching for 30 years, but says she wants to do it for another five before she retires. Keeping experienced teachers like Sharon Simpson in the classroom has been a goal of the Virginia Education Association since its start, according to Bill Johnson.
The educators in this state have been working for 150 years to promote the value of public schools, the value of education in public schools, and to develop teaching into the profession it needs to be.
The former VEA communications director has written a history of the organization, due out next month. His research shows that current issues in public education have deep roots. For example, many religious parents these days teach their children at home or send them to a private school. But Johnson says the push for public, non-sectarian schools in Virginia actually started with pastors and clergy.
They certainly were religious. They felt that there was an important mission for the state to provide in the development of students and in the resources. And a lot of sermons, a lot of conventions were held in support of public schools in Virginia by those ministers.
The VEA got its start at the height of the Civil War in 1863. 7 years later, the first public schools opened, and the association included not just teachers, but just about everyone with a role in educating children, administrators, school board members, parents, and even some students.
It had teachers, it had school trustees or school board members. It had a parents' organization, it had students' organization. So it was an umbrella organization at that time and continued that way for several years.
That lasted until about 1925.
Some felt that their interests were not being represented, and there was an association of classroom teachers which sort of organized the whole effort for teachers to gain a stronger control of their organization.
For those early public educators in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, union wasn't a shameful word, Johnson says, even in Virginia. They wanted the rights and privileges that came with belonging to a labor group, even engaging in collective bargaining in the 1970s until the state stopped it.
The governor directed the attorney general to go to court and secured a ruling from the court that said that these school districts were creations of the state of Virginia and had only the authority directly granted by the state, and therefore they did not have the authority to negotiate contracts with their employees.
Given the current political situation in Virginia, Johnson says the VEA will have to use other means to promote its core values of teaching, learning, and leading. But he says that his research has convinced him that as long as the VEA focuses on those missions, its future is bright.
Do?
I'm Joe Stanulis.
The electrons, you got it. Excellent.